So you've been in digital for years, haven't you?
I have been in digital for about 13 years. It feels like a lifetime.
And you also used to run an agency, you said.
I mean, I started off my digital career running an agency with my brother Thad by the name of Business Online, which is still a thriving business down in San Diego, and cut my teeth on the basics of building websites and e-commerce and usability and SEO. So that's kind of where it all started, was building an agency from three guys in the back of a dentist office to, I think, what he has now, a little under 100 people. So that's where my roots started.
But a few years later, you decided to set up the online marketing summit. What was that?
I got a little tired of speaking at everybody else's conference and thought I could do a little bit better job of launching my own. So we launched what we called the Online Marketing Summit, and that soon became a very big global series of conferences. And it was focused strictly on education for digital marketing in the live event setting. And that's kind of where I really found my passion, is on the education side, really helping people learn and understand the pros and cons of all things digital and how to apply that to their careers and their execution and their companies to improve on all the things they're looking for in their livelihood.
And so a year and a half ago, you decided to sell the Online Marketing Summit. And so why did you do that?
Yeah, it was interesting. There was a time, and I'm sure anybody that's out there that's an entrepreneur or even at that kind of career threshold or crossroads hits it. And I talked to my then partner, and we just decided that the event wasn't going to do the trick in really educating the world. And we thought there was this thing called the internet that would be a better way to distribute content and a better way to help people learn. And thought that if we could leverage the event to do so, which meant selling it, that would be great. And we would fulfill a lot of our dreams. And that's exactly what we did. We sold it to a publicly traded company in London by the name of UVM, who have taken stewardship of it, and we went off and focused on this new thing now called the Online Marketing Institute.
So, what is the Online Marketing Institute then?
The Online Marketing Institute is the destination for learning digital through this e-learning platform. So we have hundreds and hundreds of online on-demand videos on every topic imaginable you can think of: social, mobile, big data, and everything else. Broken into small chunks, 20 to 30 minute classes for people to learn the tactics, the strategies, the essentials for executing well on digital marketing.
And so people actually hook up online and they teach themselves digital, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, more or less. I mean, what really happens out there is, because this is built for the busy professional, is that people have particular needs at particular times. So this time of year, we get a lot of interest in our digital essentials programs, where people are looking to build the strategies and the budgets and the plans, and to get some compliments on what's working. A great example would be the B2B digital marketer who's trying to get their arms around this concept of content marketing and how to build the plan for next year to have a solid content marketing strategy. So they go in and watch a 20 or 30 minute class on a topic, or maybe a series of classes that we've built on the topic, and really feel up to speed and kind of be the smartest person in the room when they come into that Monday morning meeting, or for the agencies when they go out to see that client, they can get what they want when they need it.
And how do you tackle the issue of not being able to interact with somebody in a course?
Yeah, so there's a big concept. When you get into the learning industry, a lot of us are now talking about this concept of flipping the classroom, which means you can do your actual learning through the on-demand side, meaning you get the basic best practices, you get the foundations. It's like reading a textbook, but this would be replacing the textbook. And then you do the online live side. So we do have a series of online live workshops out there. We do speak at a lot of events, in addition to, for those that hire our instructors, is we actually will send those instructors to go on site too to supplement that. But again, we find most needs are trying to just get their arms around some of the basics and then add on with the interactive elements. And we do allow people to ask questions of our instructors and do those types of things once they subscribe. So there is that ability to have communications beyond just watching the one-way directive video.
And this is such a good idea that you're just about to launch it in France as well, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. So one of the most interesting things about the Institute is the need for it globally, and that's one of the reasons we launched it, that we find that most people need a really strong combination of global best practices. Like, what are the best practices that people have in let's say Brazil, who's a little bit more advanced than even the US on Facebook marketing, and how do those apply back to the US or the French market? And then what are the local nuances of that best practice to the French market? So by having the combination of global best practices with local tactics, you really have a strong way to kind of get a competitive advantage there in France. And we are launching that with our friends there in Paris, and that will be coming right at the event in the first week of November.
And so you'll be talking at Web2Connect, actually, about this.
Yes, I will be talking at Web2Connect. We'll be talking not necessarily just about the Institute, but we'll be taking some of the top classes and giving a nice synopsis on things like social media attribution and content marketing strategies to really help facilitate and initiate the learning process, in addition to all the things that people can access online on their own time.
Okay, so just as a conclusion, what do you think about the French market, actually, in terms of digital and digital learning?
Yeah, surprisingly enough, comparatively, I think the French market is in the top tier of, you know, understanding the importance of digital. I think everybody in every locality struggles with getting from, yes, this is important and we need to prioritize this, to how do we prioritize it and then execute well. And so I believe the need and the impetus is built into the French market. The question is how to go about doing it. And we hope to help fill some of that need out there in terms of prioritization to execution.
Thank you, Aaron.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jan.